T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Craig Kishon. You see Craig doing some Bucks. You see him doing some Brewers. He's all over the place. He's like the wind, man. He's all over the state of Wisconsin. Craig, how you doing?
Excellent, my friend. How about you?
I'm doing well. I guess the question I want to ask you first and foremost, helicopter view of the season for the Milwaukee Bucks thus far, in your opinion?
Well, I would say a little more disappointing than we thought it was going to be. Only from the standpoint that they just haven't been able to establish a really long string of success yet. And, I mean, their largest string of success was before this 3-game losing streak. They won 6-7, and it looked like they were started to head, you know, upward. And the climb up to mountain was getting to get a little bit easier. And then they ran into stiff competition. And, you know, you look at schedule sometimes and you say, you know, who are you going to be able to compete with and who are you going to be able to beat? And they had a tough schedule last week, and they lost all 3 games. And it does not get any easier, obviously, tonight. So, you know, a helicopter view says a tremendous amount of disappointment in the number 5 spot in their lineup all the way around. And they're still trying to find themselves offensively and defensively. So, I mean, those 3 things alone tell you there's only room for a lot of improvement yet, and there's still a lot of talent there. And I don't think they're done, you know, making a deal or two or something to try to get this team back on track here. I don't think they're going to wait for Jabari Parker necessarily, but, you know, they're too talented to be sitting around, you know, a game or two or at 500, that's for sure.
I was just going to ask you about Jabari Parker, and now I know you can't put all your eggs in that basket for the fact that, you know, he's coming off of an injury. You don't know. I mean, even though he looks great, you know, a lot of guys have looked great in rehab and then come back and not, you know, been able to find it right away. But that being said, that would almost be like a free agent acquisition at this point, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that's a natural thing to say for sure. I think the biggest flaw when somebody like that has been injured for a year, and we saw it with Chris Middleton last year, you know, when they come back, you feel the impact, usually in a positive way, and then that period goes away, and then it's like, how's the rest of this team going to continue to gel together? And then I think the third impact is, the further you get towards April now, is this guy going to start running out of gas a little bit, because, you know, the level of competition and the physicality of the game and the you know, those type of demands, you know, catch up with you, and you haven't done it like that for almost a full year. So those are, you know, a few concerns as you go along that way. And so, yeah, I mean, when you put a guy that scored 20 points a game last year back on the court, that's going to be a boost for your team, that's for sure. And you know, maybe at this point they're just right now hoping to keep treading water and stay around that 500 mark, maybe a game or two better until he gets there, because, you know, we're midway through December now, and what's it going to be, about 6 more weeks roughly before he's ready to come back. So, you know, he's going to be a boost. There's no question. It's just a matter of, you know, what they're still missing if they simply wait for him and do nothing else.
What are the realistic expectations? I mean, because I think most of us went into the season, and I even asked Jason Kidd this at the beginning of the year. I said, look, most people think top 4 and then get out of the first round of the playoffs. He backed me up on that and said, well, wait a minute. It's a young team. We're not quite sure, you know, how they're going to, you know, respond to last year's success and on and on and on. Am I right in assuming that maybe there's an expectation that they may fall a little bit short of expectation this year, or maybe you're just trying to downplay, so to speak, what people are expecting out of this team?
Well, I mean, I guarantee you their expectation going in was being that top 4, but you know, Bill, it's hard to be just put yourself in that top 4 when you still haven't really done anything yet except continue to grow and continue to get, you know, those young players more acclimated and to have the reps and get the experience and stuff. And, you know, sometimes it takes a while because you're going to have a player or two, and namely Thon Maker, who's clearly taken a step back this year versus what we saw last year. Last year, he grew from beginning to the end of the season, and there were a lot of expectations, I think, for him this season. And he's clearly taken a step back. And so those are the growing pains you have to live with. Greg Monroe instantly just did not fit into what they were looking to do, so they traded him away. And it clearly affects everybody else. Is John Henson going to take over that middle spot? Does he think it's just his by inheritance, or is he going to go out and get it every single night? I mean, those types of things, after a while, it's up to the players, to back up the talk. And it's been there for the most part, but they're still falling short from that aspect right now. So, right now, I mean, they're not sitting in the top four. They were up there for, a couple of weeks, and, this rough week put them back down. And the East is a little more competitive than I think the Bucks thought they were going to be, and a lot of people around the NBA, too, right now. So it'll be interesting to see, what all happens along the way here. But, their goals and their expectations, I don't think have changed from the beginning of the season, that's for sure. They still expect to be at the top, and they're talented enough, I think, to definitely be there.
What was the feeling like, and you probably know better than anybody, when Gary Payton being waived? It was reported that he was a guy that a lot of guys really liked. They were upset with this. Can you confirm or deny any of that, or was this just something where they got close to a guy and business is business?
Well, I think, honestly, it's just they got close to the guy and business is business. I don't think any player – if he's asked about, a good guy and a guy that they care about, if they're asked, what are your thoughts about the Bucks cutting him loose? I mean, it almost came down to what else are they supposed to do at this point? Unfortunately, Gary is not going to be in that top 10 rotation enough to earn a contract right now. They have to save a spot or two to make, some deals, I think, along the way here this winter. And, financially, they're already over the threshold, so they're kind of treading a little bit water that way with their challenges. So, I just think it was, business as usual, and this guy, is very well liked. But, I think the skew on it, Bill, was the fact that, he was in the starting lineup quite a bit here lately. Right now that person, that spot in that lineup is up for grabs for a while until they get things solidified anyway.
Bucks have bounced around. They get three or four wins in a row, then they regress, then they get three or four wins in a row, they regress. What has been so consistently inconsistent about this team?
Well, I think a lot of times, your attitude as a player can get in the way of that a little bit. You can get to a point where you think you're at a certain level where you're supposed to be, and you can get a little bit complacent. And I think that's part of what we're seeing here with this team right now. Offensively, everything is going to run through Giannis, and I also think that part of what they're going through offensively too here right now is, Chris Middleton is a great scorer, but he may not be great every single night, but he's going to get his shots. It's just, it's a common, thread to talk about in the NBA. And I also think that, Bledsoe still is finding his niche with this team. They're not used to having a true point guard on this team right now. They skewed way towards Giannis handling the ball over the last 2 years, and that isn't the case right now. In fact, it when I watch each and every game, I wonder if this guy right now with this current roster has the potential to be a triple-double threat like, we're seeing with LeBron coming to town here. At one point he was, but I don't see that happening right now. So they're still trying to find themselves, to be honest with you. This is still a process for this team. And, we go back to what we just talked about, the hope of being in the top four in the Eastern Conference is a season-long process right now. And it's more so for a team like Milwaukee, who's already made a major trade, looking to get a major player back who's injured up until February in Parker before he returns. So I think they're, you know, I think part of this is going, you know, bit by bit. Now, I think that's why we're seeing the inconsistency right now. And their defense has been, it's been hot or cold. Let's face it, there hasn't been a whole lot of medium in between. And you know, when they're not effective, not going to win games. But when they're on, you know, they're very good. But that their defense requires a ton of energy. And I think they're trying to figure out a way where they don't have to burn so much energy there and then suffer for it on the other side.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, one other question. This is going to be baseball related. We were talking earlier with Tim Allen about the Brewers and about Giovanni Gallardo and such. But at what point do you feel that the Brewers are, say, pushing those chips to the middle of the table, that you feel they're going to be ready to fly?
Trade,
free agent, somebody that they're going to say, okay, this is going to be one of our, you know, kind of centerpieces, so to speak.
I think it's going to be a little process. I'd love to sit here and tell you, Bill, that they're going to do it, you know, by Christmas, where, you know, a lot of players who are available and out there would love to be in a new place by Christmas, and the Brewers have done it before. It may happen this week, but I, you know, look, with this team and with all the trade pieces they have, especially in that outfield on the minor league side, they can still easily work into January without any kind of problem of pulling off a major deal here. They haven't done anything because they have to make sure it's the right thing, it's the right fit financially, it works, and right now they have a lot of talent out there, and they want to make sure they get the right return for it. So I predicted going into the offseason that they would sign a free agent pitcher and they'd also trade for a pitcher, and I mean two starting pitchers. Well, if Yo is going to be the guy that they're giving that first look to, maybe to be a fifth starter out of the group, well, to me now they might be looking over on the trade side. I just don't see them spending, you know, $30, $40, $50, $60 million on a, you know, like Jake Arrieta, a guy who's already into his 30s. I don't see them doing that again. I think they've learned by their mistakes, but we shall see.
Always good to talk to you, Craig. Stay in touch, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Have a good Christmas.
All right, pal, you too. There you go. Craig Kishon, he is on the Bucks pre and post, the Brewers pre and post. You see his stuff there. Fox Sports Wisconsin's own Craig Kishon joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.